Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be answering the question, how dangerous can narcissists get? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Yes, y'all, this question is a serious question. It's a serious topic. So I need everybody to be here. Everybody, look, turn your chairs around, sit down, pay close attention, because this information could help protect you and keep you here grounded and on planet Earth. Because that's what happens, y'all. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you have to understand that they can get extremely dangerous. And I think a lot of people will notice, and a lot of people understand this, but a lot of people don't think it can happen to them. That's one of the things that I hear from so many people. I didn't think it would happen to me. I didn't think it could happen to me. I didn't think that they were capable of this. I didn't know they were capable of that. You know, they don't seem like that type of person. Yeah, I'm just telling you, you have to protect yourself. You know, I mean, and this is me being as real and upfront as I can be, because narcissists can be extremely dangerous. No two narcissistic people are created equal. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that they can absolutely be extremely dangerous. They can end you and send you out of here, send you away from planet Earth, so to speak. They can send you to the highest of heavens, you know, or try to take you to the depths of hell. Because they can absolutely get, they can take your life. No, not every single one of them will, but there are quite a few out there that absolutely will, because they think that you belong to them. That's what happens. They think you belong to them. They think that whatever's going to happen, like, they think that you are a possession. They look at you as a possession, like you are pretty much a camera to them, or you are this Nintendo Switch. I bought you. They might not have bought you, actually. I bought you, so I own you. I can do whatever I want to with you. You know, I can slam you on the ground if I wanted to, and nobody can say anything because it's mine. I bought it. Why are you saying things to me? Why are you upset with me? I'm just doing with my property what I want to do with my property. That happens quite a bit. And this is what I'm here to tell y'all. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, always think that they could take it to the next level. I know they might be quiet and they might be passive aggressive. You might have a covert narcissist that doesn't yell and scream. They're super passive aggressive and quiet and whatnot. Cool, calm, and collected. You know, they rarely ever lose their temper. They don't yell and scream at you. They're super passive aggressive. They would rather give you the silent treatment than yell and scream at you. Those can be the most dangerous ones because you don't expect it from them. And when you try to leave them because you're unhappy, because they're not meeting your needs, they turn around and because they're so quiet, they start doing horrible things to you. They might actually put their hands around your throat. They might actually threaten you with a weapon. They might put something into your head and threaten to send you out here. They might try to threaten to hurt your kids. Some of them will hurt your kids. There's a lot of settling out. A lot of times you can look on the news, Google the words family annihilator. You'll see a lot how dangerous it can get. Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button right now and make sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss any uploads. Helps me reach more people. Now back to the video. Because not only will they take you out of here, they will absolutely send your children out of here too. Y'all know what I mean when I say send you out of here. I mean that they will, your existence, you will cease to exist. I'll say it like that. You will cease to exist on this plane because they don't want you to be here anymore. They don't think you deserve to be here anymore. If I can't have you, absolutely no one will. So they can absolutely be dangerous as hell to send you out here. Now, like I said, not every single one of them are dangerous. Some of them will leave you alone. But there's the covert, scary ones that will stalk you quietly in the bushes. That's the one you see in the bushes. The malignant, overt narcissists, you don't see them in the bushes. You see them, they drive by your house with the music blasting, playing the song that y'all danced to at school, at prom. The first song the song that they proposed to. If your first dance at the wedding song, they'll drive by your house blasting that song. You know, so if you had some Usher, Moving Mountains for your wedding song, you might hear that getting blasted down the street. Or if you had Cash Money for the 2000 and that, for the 99 and 2000s, and you bounce that ass, back that ass up. If that's your wedding song, back that ass up with your wedding song. You'd be sitting in the house one day, quiet, and you go here, doom, 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 doom. Girl, you looks good. Won't you back that? You go, oh my goodness, they're riding down the street. They might, I'm sorry, yeah, but they might actually do that type of stuff. That's how the overt narcissist will do. They'll just let you know that they're watching you. They'll let you know. They want you to know. So you're overtly scared. They overtly let you know that they're watching, that they're watching you, so you can overtly and outwardly be afraid of them. So you can be afraid of how they're going to react. You can be afraid of what they're going to do to you. You can be afraid of the things that they're going to say to you, that what they're going to put you through. They want you to change. Look, they want you to live your life in fear, so you don't move on. Even, and I'll say this as well, even if you have some, if they have someone else, even if they have someone else. Look at y'all. Matter of fact, I think one of the best cases that you see about this, like the covert passive aggressive family annihilator. Go look at Chris Watts. Go look at Chris Watts. And yes, y'all, women can take you out of here too. This is not just a man-centered video or male-presented-centered video. Women can take you up out of here too. They can have that same mindset about, no one can have you. I don't make this gender-specific. You know, as I said, family annihilators. Not people, not just, patricide. Matricide is real. You know, the moms can go crazy too. But that's one of the best cases you will see about this is Chris Watts. You will absolutely see this. Like he looks super cold, cool, calm, and collected. Go look at Chris Watts' videos, the investigation footage, the interrogation room footage and whatnot. When they came to his house and they showed him the neighbor's camera and stuff like that, you see him how cool, calm, and collected he was. He looked like a passive aggressive narcissistic person, covert narcissist, And he sent his family out of here to unalive his wife because he was having an affair. I don't think there was an alleged, but allegedly he was having an affair. His wife, who was pregnant at the time, told him that she was pregnant, and that's going to ruin his plans of possibly leaving her and starting new with this other younger person. So he's unalived his wife, then unalived his two daughters and put them in an old car, buried his wife and then put his daughters, unalived his daughters and put them in a damn, an old tower. Like evil, evil. And then went to work and just kept going about his day because he thought his plans would be ruined. You say even, and he had someone else. That's crazy, isn't it? He's so worried about his reputation that he took him out of here. Like sometimes it absolutely has a lot to do with their reputation, how they're going to be viewed by everybody else, because that's the way it goes. How they're going to be viewed matters. It really does matter. How they're going to be viewed, how people are going to look at them matters. So they worry so much about their reputations that they lose their damn minds. They will. They lose their minds. So you have to protect yourself at all costs. You have to remain cool, calm, and collected at all costs, or they will take you out of here. Y'all, I'm just telling you, you have to protect your peace. So even if you do leave the relationship, even if you do get a restraining order, that might not be enough. And I know it sounds unfair, but these people, some of them do not care about restraining orders. They don't care. Look up, I can't even think of the girl's name. I just did a story about her the other day. one of my most recent videos, Shakia Allen. She left her toxic abusive relationship, got a restraining order. The dude still popped up at her apartment and ran, chased her through the parking lot and still unalived her. They can get very dangerous, y'all. They can absolutely be very dangerous. They can take you up out of here. You think that people are going to handle breakups? No, people, they don't handle rejection well. So if you think, if you think this person could be extremely dangerous, make a plan. When you want to leave, make an escape plan, but also a continuation plan of protection as well after you leave. I'm not telling you you have to hire security, but get cameras up. Change your coming and going routine just so you can protect yourself, so people don't know what time you're going to be in certain places. You have to change your schedule, change your routine up to protect yourself, because these people can absolutely be dangerous as hell. And I will tell you this, if you're still in a relationship, if they've ever put their hands around your throat, you know what I mean, and squeeze and cut off your airflow, you are 700% more likely to be unalived by that person, male or female. You are 700% more likely to be unalived by that person because of who they are. You know, because if they put their hands around your throat, what else will they do? What else are they capable of if they do this? If they're willing to put their hands around your throat and do this to you, what else are they capable of? What else are they willing to do? There's no end in sight for some of these people, y'all. They don't care. Like, they don't care how the rest of their life is going to go, because some of them will take their own life. Some of them will go to jail for the rest of their life, just as long as you're not around anymore. So protect your peace. And I would just say this as well, y'all. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're just getting to know this person and they're yelling and screaming, they got these super red flags and it doesn't feel right, y'all, end it as soon as you possibly can. The deeper you go, the more dangerous it is. But I'm not, and this crazy thing about it is, some people, it doesn't matter how soon you end it. You could end it like a week into it, 2 weeks into it, a month into it, 2 months into it, and they'll still lose their damn minds. So you have to use your discernment, use your protection, y'all. Get a support system. Whatever, if you're in a certain cities and states or in a certain country, arm yourself. You know, arm yourself. Arm yourself with the knowledge and things like that that you absolutely need to have, and keep moving forward, y'all. Keep moving forward. Protect yourself. Protect your peace, so you can remain here on this earth with your family, with your kids, and live a happy, healthy life. Don't hesitate to call the police, even though it might agitate that narcissistic person. I don't want the police involved. I'll say this. I'll end with this. You, you are not ruining their life. I will say this. You are not ruining their life. If they try to communicate with you on some other stuff, they try to communicate with you in different ways and whatnot, you are not ruining their life. You just are not. So be safe. Like, they are ruining their own life by stalking you, harassing you, and threatening you. They don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. You are not ruining their life. You are protecting yours. So protect your peace, because they can be extremely dangerous. Like and subscribe for more. Like I said, I have my support groups available as well. I have a support group called the Mental Healers that's available. We do support group meetings in the mornings, some throughout the week, every Saturday evening, but in the mornings as well, and afternoon sometimes as well. It's a small group of people who understand what you went through. Link is in the description. It's called the Mental Healers. Like and subscribe. Mental Healers is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.